a Nacho Radio podcast.
Dave and Darren.
For what will be our absolute final last podcast of 2017. Welcome, everybody, to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren.
It's a year in review.
No, it's not, unless you've prepared a year in review. It's just a show. You drive me crazy every year with this year in review nonsense. You want to review the year? I don't know what you have.
Blue.
Not the best year. Have we had worse years in 2017? Sure we have.
1940.
Not many.
Not too many.
Welcome everyone to the podcast.
It's not going to make a top 10 list of my favorites.
Well, what would you say your absolute favorite year is?
My favorite year ever?
Mm-hmm. What's been the best so far?
You know, and those were overrated. Really?
Years?
The years.
All the years? As you reel in the years and stow away the time, you think, there really wasn't one that I really enjoyed.
Even the ones I thought I liked, overrated.
You know, in retrospect.
Overrated.
Maybe not the best. A couple of quick stories here before we get into the five. People just trying to get their hair cut, and now that's a hassle.
You can't do that?
Well, in Wisconsin, America's Dairyland, there's
a shortage?
A hairstylist who's facing criminal charges after snipping a difficult customer's ear.
Ooh, you can't be doing that.
This happened on State Street in Madison.
Yeah, you don't necessarily even want to be snipping the ears of easygoing people. But someone who is a real pain to begin with?
I've
you ever been nicked?
I'm sure I have, but I don't remember it. I've taken...
Never an ear cut. No,
I still have both ears, thank goodness. Joel DeSpain, a spokesman for the cops up there in Madison, says the victim told the cops that the hairstylist began twisting his ear to get him to stop fidgeting and moving his head before nicking the ear.
Well, then why was he fidgeting? Is he six?
The Wisconsin State Journal then says that the hairstylist then ran the clipper with the shortest attachment right down the center of the customer's head, leaving him with a look not unlike Larry from the Three Stooges.
I don't remember Larry looking like that.
Like, you know, hair.
Oh, okay.
Hair on both sides, and then the big baldness in the middle.
Here, take that.
Right. Yes, 46-year-old Khalid Al-Shabani, the hairstylist, who has been arrested on suspicion of mayhem and disorderly conduct while armed, because the scissors are technically a weapon, I guess. Now, the hairstylist is saying, look, this was an accident. But looking at the hair here...
This is no accident.
This was not a boat accident. No, it looks like a boat accident. Yeah, so he looks like this guy walks around like Larry from the Three Stooges. Not the look you're going for when you go to... I have to assume if it's on State in Madison, it's probably a high-end place.
Could have ended up looking like Curly.
I would say this, though. He did end up looking like Curly.
He did. It's like cut it all off.
Somebody, he went to another place and they shaved his head for him. So, went in looking like...
So he had to pay for two haircuts.
Yeah. I'll say this, though.
No tip.
Maybe sit still in the chair. You don't have these problems.
Grow up a tiny bit.
I mean, you're 22 years old. The stylist asked you to stop fidgeting. Again, I hate to blame the victim. But I'm not willing to throw... If you're someone who cuts hair for a living...
And I never have to do this.
Exactly. You've been driven so crazy by the person in your chair that you're like, you know what? I'm going right down the middle. I think there's another side of this story that's worth listening
most
to.
Most people, I cut their hair just fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Khalid Shabani, he's pleaded not guilty to this disorderly conduct charge. Giving someone the Larry Fine from the Three Stooges. And now the Curly Howard. What if he went in looking like Moe? What if he had like a bowl haircut?
It's a good look.
Ran the whole gamut. did the whole Stooges in the space of like an hour. It's marvelous.
Give me the Liam Gallagher.
Is that what Liam Gallagher has these days?
I don't know. Had something of a Moe haircut.
Well, you mentioned Oasis, who are from England. A story here from the UK. Here's the headline. And I swear this is a Seinfeld episode. Man digs a big hole in his garden, gets in, and refuses to get out. Wasn't there a Seinfeld where, wasn't it like Dana Gould? Where at summer camp he would dig holes and then get in and wouldn't get out?
That's right. You know, they don't show it a lot. They don't show that one a lot.
I believe that's the one where the van is rocking.
Yes.
And they don't go knocking. A guy climbed into a really big hole in his garden and is refusing to get out. Firefighters were called after this person launched a bizarre stunt at his home in Catherine Way, Batheaston, over by there in England. The neighbor who witnessed the incident confirmed that the man had dug the hole himself. It started at 4 o'clock in the morning when there was a lot of shouting and screaming coming from the house. The family was trying to get this guy to come back in the house. He wouldn't. He dug a hole and climbed in the hole and wasn't going to leave.
I think you just have to let him stay there, right?
This is why I would make the worst emergency responder, because these firefighters were called to the place.
If I saw that situation,
yeah,
fine.
Everybody, get back in the truck. This is none of my business.
No, we're done with this one.
Right? 10 different emergency service team members were there, including a specialist team from the Avon Fire and Rescue Service. They had to put a crane over the hole to try and go down and get this knucklehead.
I'll be more than happy to get people out, even out of a tree. That got into the tree on purpose, mm-hmm. but then can't get out of the tree.
Right.
But if you got in the hole on purpose,
yes.
Now if you fell into a hole.
Dug the hole.
If you dug the hole.
Yes.
And got in the hole.
Well, isn't that an expression? Like when someone gets in trouble, you're like, hey, you dug the hole. Like, yeah. Is that an expression? It's your hole, you dug this hole. It sounds like that should be an expression.
Yeah. If someone falls in a hole,
right.
I'll help you out.
Yeah, but they didn't know there was a hole. They're just walking around and then they fall in a hole.
This one I'm going to let you stay in.
Down in a hole, losing my soul. Yes. But this I just say everyone back in the truck. And I would tell the people in the house, if you call us again, we're firefighters, but we know how to start fires. We will burn your home to the ground and you can all live in the hole. Because that's what I think you deserve. That's why, again, I wouldn't be a good emergency responder.
Or a dispatcher. Mm-hmm. You're calling that a 911 call?
You don't want me on the other end.
911.
You don't want me on the other end of that 911 call. You also don't want me on the other end of this one that happened in our favorite peninsula, Darren.
Florida.
Florida man calls 911 to complain about the portion size at the restaurant. He did not like the portions in Stuart, Florida. You don't want Stuart, I like you. Let me play you the audio here. From the Stuart, Florida, the saltfish capital of the world.
I'm going to need more saltfish.
Well, I believe the issue is with the clams.
Oh.
Here's the audio from the 911 call. Not happy with the portion size at the restaurant. And he calls the cops there in Stuart, Florida. 51-year-old man charged with misuse of 911 after calling dispatchers. He was not happy with the portion size at Krabby's Seafood Shack.
I want emergency. You call police for a medical.
Hello?
This is 911 emergency. You call police fire medical.
Yes. Can I call for an officer?
I'm sorry, you need what?
I called for an officer because I was just speaking to a dispatcher and I was telling him about Krabby Seafood and I ordered something that it was extremely so small and they charged me.
Okay, I need you to call back on a non-emergency line.
Okay, so who do I call?
Let me give you a number. It's 772-287-1122.
The clam hotline.
What is that for?
That's for the non-emergency number.
Yeah, but that's for an officer to come?
That's for the non-emergency number for you to make your report, yes.
Okay, but I want somebody to come.
Yes, but I didn't write that down.
This is 911 for emergencies. Hang up and call that number and they will help you.
Okay, 772 what?
287.
287.
1122.
1122. Okay.
Alrighty, bye.
But is someone going to come?
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Who's coming?
I didn't write that down.
Nelson Augusto arrested on Monday. He was unhappy that the clams he was eating were so small.
Where are my clams?
He didn't feel he should have to pay for the clams because they were so small. I ordered something and it was extremely so small, he says.
This is what I suggest. Don't pay for them and an officer will show up.
He ends up calling back 911. Right, I mean, that was way too much time.
I'm back. Remember me?
I've got more to say.
The line.
I tried that, but I couldn't get through.
No, the line is working fine. 287-1122.
Okay, bye.
No.
I tried. I don't know how to dial that.
He didn't remember the number.
No, I didn't write. I
called and it's not working.
I didn't write that one either.
Is an officer going to come? Oh, an officer's coming, dummy. But he's coming for you. He'll be appearing in court in the new year to explain why he wanted to call 911 not once but twice about clams he felt were so small he shouldn't have to pay.
Your Eminence. I took a picture of the clams. Look at these things.
But they didn't even have a shell. How is this a clam? This just looks like French fries. Like misshapen French fries. I wanted a big clam with a pearl. This is nonsense. How am I supposed to eat this? It's so tiny. I do have five things to talk about.
That's marvelous. Let's the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Movies coming soon to the Orpheum Theater on Saturday, January 27th. All the Queen's Horses, the Rita Crenwell documentary. You don't want to miss that. Valentine's Day at Sleepless in Seattle. And on Friday, March 30th, speaking of cutting someone's ear off, Loving Vincent, the world's first fully painted feature film. Also coming to the Orpheum Theater, magician Bill Blagg, comedian Henry Cho, Peter Pan Jr., and more. Tickets are available at galesburgorpheum.org, by phone at 309-342-2299, or at the Orpheum Theater box office. They serve wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews, and the Orpheum Theater is also available for private events, including weddings and movie rentals. The Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Lean forward, engage, and be entertained.
Chumley sent me a picture. He was in Galesburg, and he went over to that Iron Spike.
Yes.
And he took a picture. They gave him some sort of wooden nickel, like an Iron Spike token, which I guess is a big deal in Galesburg.
To be used for another drink?
I think that's it. And then he said, oh, I lost it. I don't know what happened to it. Like, well, he probably turned it in for another drink. He's like, I don't know.
Well, that's the worst story I've ever heard.
I was so excited.
Number one.
I was so excited I had to send this picture, this wooden nickel they gave me.
I don't have it.
What happened to it? I don't know. I lost it.
You know, Chumley, that's not the world's best story.
It's not, but it's so Chumley. It's the most Chumley.
But thanks for the effort.
So, okay, this is a story that's just kind of breaking right now.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling that there's going to be...
A Yumbo alert?
I don't know if there's going to be a Yumbo... I don't know if this is going to be a Yumbo alert or if this is going to be a big story.
Uh-huh.
There are some new charges of some abuse.
Okay.
Going on...
Sexual harassment you're speaking of, or some sort of harassment.
Out-and-out abuse.
Abuse.
Yes. Going on the set of a TV show.
New boy in the neighborhood lives downstairs and it's understood. He's there just to take good care of me, like he's one of the family. Charles in charge.
Oh yeah, this is bizarre. I don't know what to make of this.
Is Ellen Travolta speaking up?
Well, no, but Nicole Eggert's getting involved.
Uh huh.
So
and
Alexander Polinsky played young Adam Powell on the 1980s TV show Charles in Charge alongside Scott Baio. Chachi. Well, now that kid is 43 years old, Alexander Polinsky.
The young kid.
Yes, the little boy on the show.
Not Willie Ames.
No, not Willie Ames. So, the little kid on the show...
Not Buddy Limbeck.
...is 43 years old. He's trying to get a hold of Scott Baio to discuss, quote, physical, mental, verbal, and sexual abuse that he suffered at the hands of someone on the show. He doesn't say it's Scott Baio.
Uh-huh.
But he doesn't not say that it's Scott Baio. He's been tweeting at Scott Baio saying, you need to call and talk to me about what happened on the set.
Yeah.
And Nicole Eggert from the show is retweeting Adam's or Alexander's messages to Scott Baio. He's been, for the last couple of days, fast and furious on his Twitter, desperately trying to get a hold of Scott Baio to discuss the daily abuse he has suffered on the set of Charles in Charge.
He no longer has his number.
No. He says,
I blocked that years ago.
For 30 years, I've held in the embarrassment of shame of being abused daily on the set of Charles in Charge. I had to watch other children be abused as well. It was devastating, destroyed me personally, and made me an angry person for many years. I'm not embarrassed anymore. Retweet. Now, he also says, I'm trying to contact former castmate Scott Baio, and I'm having no luck. I want to speak with him about the abuse I suffered and witnessed on the set of Charles in Charge. Physical, mental, verbal, and sexual abuse. Please retweet this with maximum effort. And again, Nicole Eggert from the show...
went ahead and did
she's,
so.
She's retweeting it. So, that's like... Nicole Eggert wouldn't be retweeting this if she didn't think maybe there was something going on, or would she?
You would seem to think that she has an inkling of that this is all true.
Yes. Yes.
Or more than an inkling.
Yes. But then, like, this kid posted a picture of himself. I say kid, he's 43 years old. I don't know, maybe this kid's out of his mind. I don't know. This is just something to keep an eye on. The little boy from Charles in Charge has all grown up and saying there was daily mental, physical, verbal, and sexual abuse going on the set.
Lot of times that was the storyline of the show.
That Charles was up to no good? A new boy is in my house.
He shouldn't be here.
Please call the police. He touches me when the cameras are off. Yeah, that's...
Well, that's not the best.
It's not great.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. Through the end of the year, you can still get those gift cards, the perfect gift for any occasion, and get to spend $25 on Capriati gift cards and get $5 back in Caps Cash. Everybody loves Capriati, so do that at their 53rd Street location in Davenport. Also, 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Mention Nacho Radio when you're there for lunch or dinner today, and you're going to get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's.
Yeah. He's saying my abuser, this is Polanski again, the kid from Charles in Charge. He says my abuser thought he was above the law, above morality, and beyond judgment. Scott Baio is saying, I'm unaware of any behavior. I don't know what this kid's talking about. I have no idea what incident or incidents Alexander may be describing. So Scott Baio is saying, I don't know what this kid's talking about. Here he is. Here's Alexander, all grown up.
Oh boy, boy, that did leave a mark.
But yeah, this kid. Scott Baio's wife sent him a direct message, and he says, "Mrs. Scott Baio sent me a direct message. I don't know her. I asked for Scott Baio to direct message me. I was his co-star when I was a child for 4 years and 100-plus episodes of Charles in Charge. It's not like he doesn't know me." So, So the fact that Scott Baio's wife reached out wasn't enough.
You think he rose to the level of co-star?
Well, he was the little boy on the show. So, I mean, yeah, I guess. I'll be honest. Whenever Charles in Charge was on, I couldn't watch the show. Yeah. I was just looking at Nicole Eggert.
Yeah.
And putting things away.
And Ellen Travolta.
Are you sure Ellen Travolta was on that show?
She was on a couple seasons.
As what, his mom, or what?
Well, and at that point, if Ellen Travolta's here, why do we need to have some guy watching the kids?
Hmm.
Why don't you go home?
Well,
you're no longer in charge. I don't know.
I understand why you hired Alice when your wife died, but then when you get remarried, why is Alice still in the
why
house?
Why are you still here?
TV sitcoms have a history of that sort of thing.
I mean, how many PTA meetings can Mrs. Brady go to?
She wasn't going to PTA meetings. That's what she said she was doing.
Tennis lessons.
Like, yeah, I'd be like, so what are they talking about in the PTA meetings? Oh, book drive or
talking
something.
Talking about the kids.
Yeah. Number two, a new study in the Journal of the American Medical Association.
I've lost my voice and the Christmas pageant this week.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you lose your voice? Tennis lessons.
It's parking lot stuff.
Parking lot stuff!
Mr. Brady, you probably don't want to pull on this thread.
No, you don't
want to
pull on this thread because I think you popped a tonsil.
Hi, I'm Florence Henderson, and you're listening to Dave and Darren.
Oh, Mrs. Brady, we miss you. Look, Mike, I know what you're up to. You know what I'm up to. Somehow we make this work, all right? Let's not ask each other tough questions.
By the way, those kids are not my kids.
No. So according to the Journal of the American Medical Association, prenatal exposure to marijuana is becoming more and more common, increasingly common in California, where, by the way, in a couple of days, recreational marijuana will be free and legal.
Huh.
Well, not free, but certainly legal. It won't be free.
I wonder if it'll be popular.
They say I think this marijuana is really going to take off in California.
In California?
Think of this. Think of the money Colorado is making on it.
Uh-huh.
Now think of a state whose economy is bigger than that of France.
Yeah.
Just California alone.
Yeah.
And you can go to a dispensary and get weed just walking in. That's going to be $1 million.
Like within the first hour.
Baby New Year won't even be walking. And they'll have spent $1 million on dope, the California.
Baby New Year with his doll's eyes.
This is a concern, though. They're saying prenatal exposure to pot has become increasingly common in California during the first 2 months of pregnancy. Marijuana usage increasing about 7.5% between 2009 and 2016. So, they're taking it...
To combat the morning sickness?
To deal with morning sickness.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know that that's the best idea. They say a study in California says that 1 in 14 women used pot during pregnancy. Urine samples were analyzed from roughly 300,000 California women, and it finds, again, 7.5% were using marijuana while pregnant, a lot of them to combat morning sickness.
The saltines weren't doing it, huh?
Oh, boy, jeez.
Number three.
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 Yeah, that's...
I'd reach out to a doctor on that one.
Number three, 2018 is going to start off very strong. The first full moon of the year, which is known as the full wolf moon, that will occur on New Year's Day. Is that an auspicious beginning to 2018, the fact that the wolf moon will be out for us? Perhaps. Something to think about on New Year's Day when you see that full moon. That's the full wolf moon.
I'm Wolf Blitzer.
Thank you.
And
Wolf.
For some reason, I'm covering this.
Breaking news.
I don't get New Year's Day off.
Number four.
You answer me.
Four.
Four.
You answer me that.
Wolf Blitzer seems like he'd be just super boring in real life. Doesn't seem like there's a lot.
I don't have a desire to hang out with him.
It doesn't seem like there's a lot going on there. Like some of the news readers, you think, I could have a beer with that guy. Wolf seems like he just would always be Wolf. Like, that's always who he is. He's just boring, bland man. Am I wrong?
Oh, excuse me. I have to trim my beard.
Off you go. Number four, retailer Claire's. They're set up in malls all across this great nation.
Hair clips and stuff.
Yeah, like little doodads for basically when your little girl's decided she wants to wear earrings. Right. They go to Claire's boutique, right?
I gotcha.
I don't know. Do adults, help us out, female listeners, do adults shop at Claire's? For some reason, I think it's just a store for preteens and maybe teens.
Yeah, it seems to me like it's a young girl thing.
Right? Well, they are recalling a lot of their makeup products after a Rhode Island mother says she discovered her six-year-old daughter's makeup kit was packed full of asbestos. Now, I don't know why a six-year-old has a makeup kit. I guess that's maybe that's a play thing that they like to do.
I like to put rouge on my cheeks.
Start it up, honey. We're going out. Mama's going to try and find you a new daddy. Why don't you tart it up? So, yeah, they. How would you even know that it was asbestos in your kid's makeup? Like, how did the mom discover that?
She, a testing kit?
I don't know. The people at Claire's say the safety of our customers is of paramount importance. And we are passionate about the safety and integrity of our products. I don't think you are. You sold asbestos to little girls.
Well, we got a good price point on it.
I don't think you get to say that safety is of paramount importance when you gave children asbestos.
By the way, that makeup never goes bad.
If someone in your house, little kid, got Claire's makeup for Christmas,
you might want to look into it.
I'm just saying it may not be the worst idea. And then finally, number five.
Number five.
And I have a feeling this is going to be our favorite story of the whole show.
A year in review.
Quit saying that. Mariah Carey.
Yes.
The Queen of Christmas.
Yes.
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yes.
She is asking everybody, and she's deadly serious about this. Please, let's leave up our Christmas trees until the 4th of July. She's off her nut, and I love it. She's just from Planet Mariah, and it just gets crazier and crazier every year.
It makes sense that she would be promoting Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I get that.
Well, she gets a nice little check every year for royalties.
Can we keep it going?
All I Want for Christmas Is You is the number one most played Christmas song of all time.
Yeah. How about that?
And when you think about the fact that there are a lot of songs that had a decades-long head start on it.
Oh, decades and decades and decades.
And a time when there were a lot more places playing Christmas music. And yet she shattered the record. No Christmas song has been played more than Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas
Is You. Did I see where it finally went to the top 10 this year?
Oh, did it really?
It had never charted in the top 10, but this year, for some reason, it did.
She's saying, please, everybody, let's leave the tree up until the 4th of July. She wants to know, everyone, leave it up.
Yeah, I think it's going out on January 2nd.
Ryan Seacrest asked, what is the most appropriate time to take down your Christmas tree decorations? And she responded, darling, not until July 4th. Now, Mariah Carey's someone I'd like to have lunch with.
Oh, see.
I would just like to hang out with
perhaps
her.
Perhaps a buffet.
For a half an hour. Oh my God, can you imagine taking her to like the KFC buffet? She'd be out of her mind. Just the stories she would tell.
Uh-huh.
If I could spend 45 minutes, and I'm not even saying like anything goes on. I would not want that. I would want to just have a lunch with her. Just find out what the last 24 hours of her life had been like. I think that would be endlessly fascinating.
Some sort of twin spin.
There you go.
With Mariah Carey.
It's a two for Tuesday and someone is coming in pairs. Those were your top five
things.
I think
it might be me.
Mm-hmm.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, and all-natural oatmeal muffins and more. Fall into a spiced chai latte or a pumpkin roll latte, a delicious mix of pumpkin pie, creme brulee, and cupcake. East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast, of course, is brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. You can become one today. And as well by everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, 4641st Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs, and cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Make sure to turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink, and mention Nacho Radio, and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
I'll be doing that tonight, as tonight is Capriati's night here at the Lavora House.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Well, it's one of those things where if all of a sudden you're starting to miss the idea of Christmas and miss the idea of Thanksgiving, every day you can go get yourself a Bobby at Capriati's.
It's marvelous.
It's Thanksgiving every day, mm-hmm. and Christmas every day at Capriati's. There you go, Mariah Carey.
Take her to Capriati's.
Oh, I'd love to.
Get her
to.
The Capistrami.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine
the heads we would turn?
If I could just meet her there, we'd both enjoy a Capistrami. We'd just hang out for half an hour. I just know we'll be lifelong friends. Wonder what her Christmas cards are like. What would that be like?
Like the
if she was your friend.
Like the size of poster board?
It'd be like covered in like exotic fur or something,
oh,
right?
Had
like,
a bunch of animals killed for
no,
this.
No, she wouldn't. I guarantee Mariah uses fake fur. Or does she? I don't make me think ill of Mariah Carey. I'm a big fan.
She might be.
Not necessarily of her music, but just the whole. Although, I was listening to some of her tunes the other day. Because I had had enough of All I Want for Christmas Is You,
uh-huh.
So I asked the Alexa to play something else by her. I had completely forgotten that she did a remake of Def Leppard's Bringin' On the Heartache.
I didn't know that.
Oh, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome. And at the time...
Now, that's on her greatest hits?
I mean, it's on, like, it's like her ninth or tenth record. It's not on the first greatest hits. At the time, Def Leppard fans... were like, this was back in like 2006, 2007.
Strange song to select in 2006.
She kills it.
Yeah.
She absolutely kills it. And I guess she was listening to their greatest hits, and she's like,
I like that one.
I'm a Mariah up this Def Leppard song.
Uh-huh.
So at the time...
I would take that as a compliment.
Def Leppard fans were going out of their minds, going, how dare she? Who does this Mariah Carey think she is? And Phil Collin and Joe Elliott, both friends of the show,
sure.
had to issue statements going, no. Hey, this is the only way anyone's playing our records right now. So we're big fans of Mariah. She's obviously a fan, and we've got a song on the charts for the first time in 20 years, so everybody shut up.
I think we were speaking...
Mariah gets to do what she wants.
We were speaking about Gene Simmons yesterday for some reason.
On the show or in real life?
In both. In real life on the show.
Okay.
I think. Did you see where they're not going to sue Bruce Springsteen for Outlaw Pete?
I don't know.
The song that sounds like...
I'm Outlaw Pete!
Yeah. I Was Made for Loving You.
It does kind of sound like I Was Made for
and
Loving
the, and reason, then basically, and they said, listen, we've sued plenty of people for plagiarism, mm-hmm. and we win all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The reason we're not going to sue Bruce Springsteen is because... we like Bruce Springsteen.
That's big of you. You're a mystery, always running wild, like a child without a home. Tell me this doesn't work. You're always searching for a feeling, but it's easy come and easy. I guess she did this back in 2002. I'd like to just drive around with her and put in a Def Leppard tape and just have an afternoon.
I wouldn't mind if we play that for Christmas next year.
Bring it on, the heartbreak. But I'd like to see her just do an entire album of Def Leppard covers. And I'd like her to begin with a little record from, is it On Through the Night or High and Dry? Lady Strange, oh Lady Strange, I need ya!
I would like to see her just cover the entire Slang album.
Now, you take it too far.
What?
Can't go along with you on the Slang.
Maybe it gets the second listen it deserves.
It's not, it's, look, they've done worse. But yeah, Slang was kind of... Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. This would be perfect for the old thinning the herd segment.
Oh, I love that segment.
At least a dozen people are dead and 20 more have been hospitalized after drinking homemade liquor containing methanol. Here's where it gets super tricky. The first deaths occurred last week, and the remaining people became sick after drinking the same homemade liquor during funerals for the initial victims.
Oh. It never ends. I guess we should finish this stuff off.
I mean,
I did make it.
We can't have them die in vain. Yeah, they're trying to find the source of the liquor to arrest them.
Oh, I think they know the source.
These deaths have occurred near the border that the Dominican Republic shares with Haiti. They say a bunch of other people died in Haiti, but they have no way of knowing how many people in Haiti are dead. The liquor is known as...
homemade Haitian liquor?
Clarin, and it's made from sugar cane, and people die drinking the homemade liquor, and then more people die at their funerals drinking the homemade liquor that killed the original people. That's just, I mean, that's a clear-cut case of thinning the herd, right? That would be a funeral where you pour some out for your dead homies, because
yeah.
We shouldn't be drinking this. It killed our dead homies. It doesn't seem like the best idea. Here's a story. Guy is on the lam in China. Suspected murderer. He evades capture for 12 years. And he does it by pretending to be mute.
What's that?
He's a Chinese fella. He's accused of murdering somebody. He goes on the run. 12 years. He pretends to be mute.
Huh?
And his name is Zhang. Been charged with murdering his wife's uncle.
I know you can talk, Zhang.
This was in 2005 over a dispute over a rent payment. Anyway, this guy goes on the run. He would beg for money, gave everyone a fake name, and he didn't talk because he said he was.
He had saying, a sign.
Yeah, I'm mute. Please help me out. I'm mute. Well,
I'm muted.
He ended up losing his voice because he didn't use it for 12 years. So now...
it's like a car not turning over.
You are mute. Exactly. He was apprehended, and he wasn't mute when he went running. But then they caught him. Instead of speaking, he would write notes to them. And they said, why did you pretend to be mute? And I think this is kind of smart. He wrote down, the less I say... the less chance I'll make a mistake.
Yeah.
I mean, that is kind of smart. But at the
same
time,
I know me, and I'm a web of lies.
I'll tell you this much. I am a Chinese blabbermouth. I will just blah, 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 blah. And that, by pretending to be mute, I was able to stay on the lamb. He got remarried and had a couple of kids.
I like the idea of Chinese lamb.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like lamb sesame?
Right.
My goodness. How would such a feast be prepared? My goodness. College student here in the States arrested. Tried to trade chicken Alfredo and Sprite for sex. This happened in Austintown, Ohio. This kid goes to Youngstown State University.
That's right.
Albert Maruna.
The Penguins. Is that right?
The Youngstown State?
Penguins. I think they're the only college penguin team.
Youngstown State.
The Penguins.
I'll have to take your word for it.
Yeah,
no, I won't.
Should.
I will look it up because that's marvelous.
You got your Pittsburgh Penguins, but
yes,
as far as an actual college team that are Penguins, I think they're the only ones.
Youngstown State University was founded in 1908. Jim Tressel is the president there. And, Darren, they are in fact... the Penguins. Pete the Penguin is their mascot. Well, that's marvelous. Penguins not really native to...
Youngstown?
Anywhere in Ohio, right? Their fall enrollment?
Cuyahoga County.
Is that right? I guess that would make sense. This guy attempted to have sex with a 15-year-old boy who turned out to be an undercover officer. He's charged with attempted unlawful sexual contact with a minor. He offered the young boy Sprite and Chicken Alfredo. He said that he would bring Chicken Alfredo, Sprite, and lubricant. Well, that's a date.
In case the Chicken Alfredo doesn't go down properly.
Don't think that's what the lubricant was for, Darren.
In case you have trouble getting that Chicken Alfredo down.
At the time of his arrest, the cops say that this 22-year-old college student was carrying an iPhone, a MacBook, 3 zip drives, a bottle of Astroglide lubrication, Vaseline lotion, 2 bottles of Sprite, and some Chicken Alfredo in a Tupperware container. Gross.
They've got detectives, undercover cops mm-hmm. that look like they're 15 years old, huh?
I think it's just all online.
Online.
You just chat online.
That makes more sense.
Right? That makes
sure.
Right? Woman accused of shoplifting at a store's police charity event. This happened in Framingham, Massachusetts. Tried to steal more than $1,000 worth of goods from a Target store during the Shop with a Cop holiday event, where there's dozens of cops trying to buy presents for kids around the neighborhood. Melissa Allen stopped as she tried to leave the Target with the unpaid merchandise. Again, you're shoplifting during the Shop with a Cop event. Not a criminal mastermind. Finally, Darren, our last story of the year. A woman has been arrested on a DUI charge. She told officers she was, quote, making pasta with vodka. And that's how she ended up getting so hammered. This happened in Evansville, Indiana. They saw her car bounce off the curb a couple of times, pulled her over. They asked her if she was drinking, and she said, "No, I'm just making pasta with vodka."
There is a grain of truth to that, or can be.
Okay, explain.
That there is such a thing as a marinara sauce, mm-hmm. a spaghetti sauce, mm-hmm. that is a vodka-type marinara.
Yeah, you know, I think we've had that, but it's in very small amounts.
Oh, sure, it is. Yes, they don't recommend that you just take swigs from the bottle.
No. No, you really shouldn't. I think that's the opposite of what you should be doing. Let me ask you, Darren, what do you think was her her BAC? The there she goes into the curb. She was making pasta with vodka. She did blow. What do you think she blew?
0.32.
0.32. Actual answer is 0.338. Very good, Darren.
Cut or uncut?
Oh, I do have one more story. I'm glad you mentioned that. I do have one more quick story. She attempted to administer a field sobriety test, and she said, "No, I was just making pasta with vodka." That was her explanation. One more story. You mentioned cut or uncut. There's a guy who has the world's largest foreskin, and he's saying it's preventing him from finding work. Can't get a job on account of how he's got.
Does he bring it up during the interview process? Maybe you should stop wearing that shirt that says world's largest foreskin.
Roberto Esquivel Cabrera. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, he has the largest penis in the world and largest foreskin.
Goes hand in hand.
I mean, the guy's wearing pants in this picture.
Uh-huh.
And it's down to his knee. It's 19 inches long.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. He's 54 years old. He lives in Saltillo, Mexico. 19-inch penis. And he says, "I can't get a job because my foreskin and my penis are so big." And now he's registered as disabled. He can't find work. He says, "I am famous because I have the biggest penis in the world. I am happy with my penis. I know nobody has the size I have." But here's the thing.
Couldn't you get a job like helping people like give directions?
He was deported from the United States in 2001 after...
Get that big wiener out of here.
After a string of indecency charges.
Well, that's different.
Also, by the way, when your penis is 19 inches, sex is impossible.
Mm.
He also has frequent... Well,
with a human being, it is.
The Statue of Liberty, I guess. But he got deported from the States. I don't know who else you can have sex with. His penis is so big, that means sex is impossible, and he has frequent urinary tract infections. Because not all of his urine can escape his giant foreskin.
Mm-hmm.
And that causes
all the way out, huh?
I guess that causes a UTI? I haven't had a foreskin since I was like a day or two old, so I don't know how that works. But it just hangs out in your foreskin and then goes back into your urethra and infects things? Does that make sense?
All I know is just, you know, rinse, lather, repeat. That's all I can tell you. I don't know.
He says when he was a teenager, he would attach weights to his penis to try and stretch it out.
Why?
He wrapped bands around his penis with some weights to try and stretch it out. So this is something that he did to himself. This is not a genetic thing. No one would be born with genes that gave you a 19-inch penis because, again, sex is impossible. So he would place tension on his penis, which resulted in a group of small tears, and then he would naturally repair those tears with new cells, and eventually it did increase the size of his penis. So this guy, you know, for his entire teenage years, he just had a bowling ball tied to his wiener, and now he's got a, you know, 19-inch penis.
I'm not saying everyone should do it. It kept me out of trouble. Kept me off the streets.
Well, he says he can't find work. Meanwhile, there are people who are saying this is a yumbo. John Falcon, whose penis is 13 and a half inches, thinks that this is absurd. There's no way this guy's at 19.
Just call me the Falcon.
I'm Jonah Falcon. I'm 13 and a half inches, and there's no way this is true. Imagine having a penis that's 13 and a half inches long and being instantly inadequate. No, this isn't true. This can't be right. But, yeah, he says he can't find work because the foreskin is causing all these problems and he keeps getting UTIs. That's going to do it for your...
The year that was.
The year that was. That's a nice little bow for the end of the year, don't you think?
Some survive, some don't.
Here comes 2018.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio, home of the Quad Cities' very best cheesesteak, delicious sandwiches all the way around. How about the grilled Italian? Like it hot there, flavorful Italian meats grilled with provolone cheese, lettuce, tomato, and fried onions. Get one today. Absolutely delicious at Capriati's. When you're there, make sure you get some soup as well, including turkey chili, tomato bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, chicken tortilla. You can get it at the 53rd Street location in Davenport, also the one in Cedar Rapids, 4640 First Avenue Northeast. Deliveries available. Order online at order.capriotis.com and mention Nacho Radio. Get a medium sub for the price of a small one. I believe we're back on, what, January 2nd? Is that right?
Oh, I don't know if I want to do the 2nd.
Mm. Okay.
I don't want to do anything earlier than the 3rd.
Okay.
I need at least another day to recoup.
Oh, he needs a lead-in. So yeah. We're looking at January 3rd, kids.
Okay, let's say, what day of the week is that?
I think that's a Wednesday.
Yeah, that works better for me.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Go, go, go.
Yeah.
We get to January 3rd and it's go, go, go.
What time will that be? We'll let you know. How about that?
Okay, good for you.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we still have a little bit of time. Everybody enjoy their Frosted Mini Week. And we'll be back at it here next week.
Until then, have a happy new year, everybody.
Right.
Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out. Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Hi, this is Art Linkletter. Thanks for listening.